Moving on now, a terrorist bomb blast rocks a Shia mosque in the Yemeni capital Sana'a, leaving at least 12 people injured. Several children are among the casualties. The ISIL Takfiri terrorists have reportedly claimed responsibility for the bomb attack. Earlier in the day, Sana'a was also rocked by explosions caused by Saudi airstrikes. Saudi warplanes pounded the northern province of Sada'a and the central city of Ma'arib as well. In Sada'a, a woman was also killed in Saudi army's artillery shelling of Razih district. Saudi Arabia launched its offensive against Yemen 2 months ago. Nearly 4,000 people, mostly civilians, have been killed so far. Well, for more on this, let's go to Washington and talk to Ali Al-Ahmad, director of the IGA. Welcome to the program, sir. Mr. Al-Ahmad, first of all, why is it that attacks on Shia mosques and gatherings are increasing?
Well, you know, I have to understand that the Saudi government has been funding and supporting anti-Shia terrorist groups in the Middle East in the past 25 years at least. So this is a direct result of the Saudi government policy. But this attack, especially this attack, is not an indirect attack. This is an attack that was launched by the Saudi government. If you go back early before the Saudi war against Yemen, there was a double suicide attack against Sana'a Mosque, two Sana'a Mosques. This is very similar. This is the Saudi government. There is something called the Special Office of Mohammed bin Nayef, the Minister of the Interior, who carries out and plans these attacks. And this terrorist who launched the attack today in Qatif was detained and re-educated by the Saudi center, Mohammed bin Nayef Center for Re-educating or Rehabilitation, to redirect him, redirect his terrorist attack against Shia targets. So this is a crime, and I put my credibility on the line here. This is a crime that was committed by the Saudi government, and the world should listen to this and should start investigating the Saudi government role in funding terrorism. The United Nations Security Council should take responsibility, should adhere to its charter, and initiate an international inspection of the Saudi terrorism networks and industry.
Now, focusing on the situation in Yemen itself, how much do you think the Ansarullah movement is advancing against the Saudis?
Well, it is very clearly that 60 days of bombardment, more bombardment than any country in the Middle East has witnessed, the Ansarullah movement and the popular committees in Yemen are gaining ground. They could have gained greater ground faster if these Saudi-led attacks were not killing and destroying and hindering them. So clearly we can see that they are doing this. They have taken some Saudi territory last night, and I expect more. The strategy of going after Saudi Arabia, I think, is a very successful way of pushing back the Saudi monarchy's attack.
And how optimistic are you about the Geneva talks on Yemen?
I'm not very optimistic, because the United Nations Secretary General does not have any authority to implement or to force anybody. It is the United Nations Security Council that has that authority. So without their support, without a new resolution on Yemen forcing the Saudis to stop the war, I think these Geneva talks will be empty.
All right. Ali Al-Ahmad, Director of IGA from Washington. Thanks for your time there, sir.